Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick?
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hi guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Right before you guys got on, Josh was saying that he can't get that song out of his head. And it's Christian's so- like, I literally don't know what you're talking about. How? It's all over TikTok. Yes.
It's about damn time.
No, I don't. It's so good. It's
very good. Right now, I have our TikTok algorithm. I'm like social justice TikTok.
I know, that's why I yes, use my same. Personal TikTok, because I can't be on our TikTok scrolling because it makes me like angry and sad. So then I go to my personal TikTok, which is nothing but like funny dancing videos, funny dog videos, yeah. funny bird videos, and yeah. funny kid videos.
Which no, ours will just make you the our
no, I can't.
For you page will just make you cry.
I don't want to see it.
And angry.
I have a lot of the abortion rights stuff going on right now. Yeah. I have a lot of that, but also it's mainly cats. Yeah. And I'm on BiTalk.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Same.
Yes. And lots of stuff about newborns and labor delivery and yeah. all the things, because I'm pregnant. And,
yeah. Know.
See, I specifically didn't like or like click on any of those because I was just like overwhelmed with all information anyways. And I'm like, I don't want to see these because I feel like TikTok's my escape. I get people yeah. talking to me about newborn stuff everywhere else. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it on TikTok.
That's true. But since this is my first one, I like have no idea what I'm doing and don't know what to expect. So yeah. it has
honestly,
been-
that was me too.
Fair, yeah.
Because mine was 10 years apart, so I was like, what the fuck is happening?
That's fair.
I feel yeah. so much taller than you right now.
But you're on a pillow.
So, oh, I thought you were too.
No, I was. All right, I'm going to get back on my pillow.
What's up, everyone? Hello. Oh, we have hi. A special guest, everyone.
Yay. Hey,
it's me.
Erica's here from the Judgies.
I'm here. Sup?
Sup, gang. Can I tell you, I don't know if I saw you on TikTok first or if I saw you tagged us in a story.
That's what I saw first,
because it was when you did the episode where you mentioned us and you said that like you were in the top three with us of people's favorite podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do these people hate us?
I couldn't tell yeah. at first.
Same, we watched it. I was like, I don't know if they like us.
No, yeah. I love you guys. No, I'm trying really hard not to fangirl, so I hope I'm not being weird.
No,
not at all. Literally before this episode, I was talking to Christian and Josh. I'm like, I am so nervous. What if they hate me? Like, I feel like we're going to be such good friends, but what if I screw it up? And I'm so nervous.
I just walk off. I'm like, bye.
What if we were absolute dicks? Oh, no. Like, what big fakers you are on your episodes.
Oh no, I'd be so sad.
No, we love you. We get a lot of people too that tell us they came to us from the Judges podcast.
There's a lot of overlap. That.
There is. Good. So I feel like I already know you.
I think people are going to be really excited that you're on here.
Yeah, I do too.
You've been highly requested.
The amount of mentions that I got when you guys said, Erica, come be on our podcast. I hadn't listened to that episode yet. And I just got flooded with notifications. Everyone was like, Ladies and Tangents mentioned you. And I was like, oh no, what'd they say? Do they hate me?
No.
And then I listened to it and I was like, oh, hell yeah. But it was also super weird, like hearing my own name and like being referenced in a podcast that I listened to. And I was like, oh, this is weird and cool. How do I feel about this? I don't know.
Isn't it strange that like
out of body experience,
you do have that platform as well, but like when you're on the receiving end of it, you're like, oh my god, that's me.
Yes,
for real.
Yep.
So I have a question. How did you three, because you do it with your husband and
our best friend Josh.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you guys get started?
So Josh was dating a person who is not who he's dating right now. Thankfully.
I thought you were gonna be like, who's no longer with us.
I mean, technically, she's alive, but she's just not with us.
She's not with us anymore.
Right. So she wanted to do a podcast with him. They were going to do one together. And in my mind, I was like, okay, but whatever, they do them. And then they broke up. So Josh bought all this equipment to do this podcast, and then they broke up. And
what luck for you. Right?
It was right at the start of the pandemic, so you like couldn't really return things.
Yeah.
So then Josh was
I
like,
don't
well,
return things anyway.
Me neither. I'm like, I guess yeah, I just same. Have this now.
For real. Especially online stuff. Like, oh, it's such a hassle. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, well, I still like really want to do this. So then it was just going to be Josh and Christian doing it. And I was going to play The Sims. Like I literally brought my laptop over. I was like, I'm going to hang out in the other room and play The Sims while you guys do whatever it is you're going to do. And they're like, well, just come in here and we'll hang out and see how it feels. And I was like, okay, whatever. And now I'm the best part of the podcast. So
honestly, you bring something to it.
A uterus.
Yeah. You bring a uterus to it. And it's,
because my
needed.
Here's the thing about
it is
us
needed.
Is
I don't want to be mean.
I was gonna say if it's two guys, we're not gonna listen to it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just like as someone who like is observing before I even like click on it, if mm-hmm. I just see it's two white guys, I'm like, absolutely no, I cannot do that.
I just hear enough white guys talking in my life all the time. Anyways, like I just need
and to know that like you were a part of it as well. I'm like, okay, so it's two guys who also value a female perspective.
Yeah,
and like you are an equal part of it. And yeah, so I'm like, okay,
I'll give this a shot.
Yes.
I will listen to the one where they talk about us.
We're gonna get so many male podcasters pissed now.
That's fine. We don't care.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, good. Yeah, good. I gotta get there.
How did you guys land on like what you wanted to talk about? Are you guys big Redditors?
Josh and Christian were. I hadn't even downloaded the app until honestly like 6 months into us doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't even like, well, plus again, it was the beginning of the pandemic. My job is awful and I couldn't get anything done outside of work anyway. So Christian and Josh just found stories for me to read and I pretended like I found them. But
love that.
Yeah. Josh and Christian were constantly on Reddit anyway and would talk about the posts when we were hanging out and they were like, well, let's just do that. I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I honestly am just along for the ride. So,
and I think a lot of people respond to that. I think people are obsessed with it and don't Reddit's super intimidating to me. So I feel like people are more likely to listen to someone else talking about it rather than having to dive into it themselves. I've gotten on it before and I'm like, absolutely never mind.
Goodbye.
We're out.
For sure.
We were just on Reddit. Somebody posted our latest TikTok like to Reddit and just like reading, it's so scary on there. Yeah, I'm just
it really is.
And then everybody's kind of like, you know, like with their opinions. And I'm like, oh my God.
I read a comment that was like, what the fuck is on her face? And I'm like, I had acne and I put zit stickers on my face. What do you want me to do? I didn't feel like putting makeup on.
Someone said, women aren't funny. And I was like, well, a guy wrote what we're reading. So like, but double down, sure. I guess.
Okay. Okay. So I have another question. I feel like this is just interview Erica time.
I know. That's fine.
So did you and Christian, like, were you planning to have start a family, or did this just kind of
Erica's pregnant.
Erica's pregnant.
Yes, I am pregnant. I don't know if you can see it from the angle that we're in, but
how far along are you?
I am 29 weeks today.
Exciting.
Ooh, that's third trimester, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, home stretch.
I'm freaking out about it. But yes, we did plan this. This was a planned pregnancy. Cool. And with everything that's like been going on in the world right now, it's really weird to be like reading all of this and listening to all of it and feeling my baby kick at the same time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's surreal. And especially like listening to everybody's stories about miscarriages and the things that have gone wrong for them. And I'm sobbing reading your Instagram post the other day about it. And
like, I felt so bad. I thought about that. I'm like, because I knew you were coming on, and I'm like, I think this was a terrible idea, because what if we traumatize her with these stories?
No. I tried
to pick not so traumatizing ones.
That's fair. No, like I said, that's my side of TikTok that I'm on is all of these birth stories and all this stuff. So I'm mentally prepared. I think not really, but I've heard the stories. Plus my degree's in biomedical science. So I know the things that can happen.
Yeah.
And I just pretend like I don't.
And truly, no matter how much preparation you do, like preparation, there is no way to prepare, because you could be the most like prepared for any situation, and then that baby will be like, through you fucking loop.
I mean, both my deliveries were totally they were totally, totally different. And I felt so prepared going into both of them. But like for different reasons. Like the first time it was blind ignorance. And then the second time I was like, I've been here, done this, let's go. And then fucking he kicked his way into the world.
Yeah.
But
it's like, surprise, Sade.
Yeah. So you won't be traumatized is what you're saying?
I'll still probably be traumatized.
Okay.
Because I overthink everything anyway. But like I'm terrified. I am absolutely terrified to go through labor and delivery. I don't want to do
it. Have you tried hypnosis?
This bitch.
I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
I can give you the woman's name. I downloaded all of her albums and I listened to them when I fell asleep. And then I listened to them for 8 hours in labor. I was just like swaying, listening to her, like, you're feeling your baby. Your baby breathes life into you. And I'm like, yes, it does. You're by the ocean now. And I'm like, I fucking love the ocean. I don't know. It helped me a lot.
I listened to like hardcore gangster rap and it kind of did the same thing for me.
Okay. All right. Imagine a hardcore gangster hypnosis. Sean, you gonna enjoy this labor, bitch. Something. Or something. I don't know. I've never written gangster rap before.
Not yet. But it's on the bucket list.
So honestly, channeling DMX.
That's what I was thinking. I was gonna bark.
Great. So have you received any terrible advice yet? Or like gross unsolicited advice?
I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
I'm kind of standoffish to strangers, so they don't approach me.
See, that's strange to me, because normally bellies are like stranger magnets. Oh my god.
I know.
So said he was so like put off. Like he was like, this is so weird, because towards my last trimester and anywhere we went, especially older women would be like just staring at me when we went out. Like heads would turn when we walked
like
past them.
Like they were trying to
restaurant.
Suck the youth
like,
from you.
Oh my god, did you see she's got a huge belly?
I do get a lot of people saying, like, even fans on some of our TikTok comments are just like, I want to touch your belly so bad. I'm like, oh, I don't know you. That's so weird.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. But in general, I haven't had any strangers come up to me, you know, and do anything weird. Honestly, the strangest thing, and if my mom listens to this episode, she's probably going to yell at me, but my mom was never a toucher. She never was really a hugger. She didn't show physical affection. She mm-hmm. would tell you that I know she loves me.
Right.
She told me all the time, but she's not a physical person. And now all of a sudden that I'm pregnant, she's like constantly trying to touch my belly. She wants to put her face next to my belly and like talk to him. And I'm like, who are you? What is this?
Done to you? Yeah, that truly is a big, like, that's a shock to the system when you're like not used to being touched by someone. Then all of a sudden they're touching you and you're like,
yeah, like I almost, not that I would rather have a stranger do it, but like I would almost feel more comfortable with it because she's just like, that's so not like her.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I swear to God, it's like a magnet that's in that uterus that people are like, gotta touch it.
You know what? It happens with kids too. Cause like when I take my kids to the store now, mm-hmm. people will want to come up and touch them. And I'm like, hey, I'm not yours. Hands to yourself.
Absolutely not. We're still in a pandemic, people. Like you shouldn't be touching anyone.
Yeah, but also in a Ponderosa.
And also don't touch them even if we're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stranger danger. Like what the hell?
I try not to take Sawyer into public for that reason. I'm like, no, we're going to stay.
I have a hard time feeling like people who love me want me to touch them, let alone a stranger. I would never feel like putting my body on someone else's body, especially if they don't know me.
So
like we hugged the other day and I was like, this
we
feels
were like fucking bleh.
So wrong. Get off of me.
Literally. That's how it feels with my mom. Like,
yeah.
I have hugged my mother only a handful of times in like the last 10 years, which is fine because we don't do that. I talk to her every day. I say, I love you multiple times a day. That's not an issue, but like physical touch between us is so weird. Yeah, and
that's us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine if like when you were pregnant, I was just like rubbing your belly all the time. I think I felt him kick one time.
And that was because I grabbed your hand. And I was like, feel
invited
this shit.
It.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it.
Yes. Well, and I've always felt weird because I could tell that people wanted to, but then I also felt weird because I didn't want to be like, do you want to touch my belly?
Okay. I felt,
could see people like,
I felt weird when Shane would like talk to it. Does Christian like address your bump?
Okay. Sometimes very, very rarely. No, like
he just walks by like this.
Hey, fuck that. An episode the other day, the baby was kicking while we were recording. He's, you want me to beat him up? I'll fuck that baby up. And I was just like, no.
Who hit my wife?
How dare you?
No, he doesn't. I mean, Christian's very shy and awkward in general. So even with me, sometimes he can be shy and awkward. Like he'll touch my belly, but never, he hasn't really gotten up close and personal.
So. He just like high fives it.
Corey didn't touch, like caress it or talk to it, but he did like palm it like a basketball and stick his finger in like into my belly button hole because it got so big and he would be like, loop.
Yeah.
He Christian, was bowling.
Yes. Christian has so pointed weird. Out that my belly button is disappearing and I didn't notice that until he pointed it out. And now I'm constantly touching my belly button to see if it's gotten even more shallow.
Oh my God. It is going
away.
Nothing
makes me more scared than belly buttons. Like, because if you look at it,
just like, dude, my
can it unravel?
So thin that I was just like, when she would kick there, I was like, that shit is coming through.
Because that was an open hole at one point in time. Uh-huh. And you're telling me a knot closed it. You're telling me that scar tissue is holding my organs in my body? I think not.
It's scary. I don't trust
it. Sounds fake.
I think babies were supposed to come out of there. They just like pull themselves out.
Let me just.
How terrifying would that be?
Like
an alien shit.
Add that to my phobias.
Yeah, his babies
not having eyelids and babies coming through belly buttons.
It's so scary.
Well, okay. I'm very excited to have you on for our quote unquote Mother's Day special. We started it as the Mother's Day special like 2 years ago.
Right.
But I always want to say like, we are sending love to anyone who finds themselves in a position of caring for another person, whether you identify as a mother or not.
Yeah.
Happy time.
Happy Caregivers Day.
Yeah.
For sure.
But for this episode, we are going to be sharing
birth stories
that our listeners sent in. We didn't post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
We only posted it on Facebook and our Patreon.
Well, mostly because I was going to be the one reading them and I have a phobia of blood anyways. Yeah. So like some of these were tough to get through. Yeah. I don't think I...
So trigger warning for anything birth related.
Yeah. And some of these do have trigger warnings, but
yeah,
I didn't do... I don't think I did any like really traumatic ones because I was like, I can't do this.
I know.
Listening. I just can't. But there are good stories to be listened to.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. Oh my God. I'm already just like smacking.
I am anxious about it.
What?
I don't know. Just, I don't know.
Don't worry, babies.
I think I'm just nervous now that we're traumatizing Erica before she gives birth.
This is gonna be fine.
It's fine. You're gonna have your own traumatic story and it's gonna be great.
Although I'll tell you when we get to it. Okay, here we go. Ready? This one is Jax, she, they pronouns. Okay. Imagine me 3 days from my due date and the last blizzard of the year comes rolling into town. Nothing was slowing labor, so my spouse, he, him, and I drop our toddler off at a friend's and snail pace it to the hospital. That is like, that was one of my biggest fears. And I was having my baby in October.
Uh-huh. Just like, a snowstorm?
Yes. I was like, it's going to be a blizzard.
Hey, it's the Midwest. Like anything could happen.
You do not know what's going to, so it was scary.
I was nervous because.
Same with when I had Noah and it was the end of February, but it was actually
well,
such
that makes
a
more
like,
sense.
It was like 70 degrees because it is the Midwest.
When Sierra was giving birth the first time, I was in college still and I had a presentation to give that day. And I walked up to my teacher and I was like, hey, can my group go first? Because, and I said, my sister, I was like, my sister is in labor. My nephew's being born.
Yes.
And it's not like a total lie.
No, I feel like we're sisters.
She stops, screams to the entire class. Let's go people. There are babies being born. She let me go first. And then I took off and we went home and Sierra didn't give birth for many, like many hours,
10 hours.
So there was no need to rush.
Definitely
counter
no
to
need.
What every TV show has ever showed me, there's actually not much of a rush needed.
But I thought there was because I went in and I was 6 centimeters. Everyone's like, oh, any moment now. And then he literally took like 12 more hours to get here. It was fucking great. Thanks, Noah. It was a beautiful experience. I loved every second. Okay, so.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
By the time we reach the hospital doors, my contractions are within a minute and I'm nearly passing out from my blood pressure dropping rapidly with each contraction. The nurses got me in a room right away and called the anesthesiologist immediately. A few minutes later, an epidural is in my spine and I'm semi-relaxed. Highly, highly recommend.
Do you plan on doing an epidural?
I don't know. Yes, hey, and no. Hey,
There's no trophy for the pain Olympics, I'll say that. Because I was so like my second one, I'm like, I can fucking do this. I'm going to do it. No epidural. And I got to 8 centimeters. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing this for? Why am I trying this hard? And then after I got it, I was like, fucking... you know, just living life, having a great, and then I actually like enjoy Persian. I pushed her right out.
Pushed her out of her.
But my epidural didn't work for when I had Noah, and that was
they had horrible. To shut it off for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what it was. They had to shut it off because it was like working too well, and then it didn't work at all. So I felt everything, and when I look back, I literally blacked it out. Like, I can't remember him coming out, but Sawyer, I was just like vibing. Like, her head was out of me and I was like laughing and joking with the doctors. Like,
that's how
didn't
I
didn't bother me at all.
I'll so, say yeah. like,
but whatever you want to do, I'm just giving the, I don't know. Like, I pushed so hard for myself to be like pain free. And then I was like, why or pain med free? But like,
well, that's the thing is like, I think going in with no expectation
is better.
Mm-hmm. And I like that there's this idea of saying birth preferences now rather than birth plan, because like when you deviate from a plan, it feels like fuck, that wasn't what I wanted, but
or like you feel like a failure.
Right. You're like, okay, well, I guess this was what I preferred, but like I preferred to get the Oreo cookie milkshake, but they're out, so I guess I'll have the Reese cup.
Right,
I really want ice cream.
Like, fuck, that sounds good.
Shit. Anyway, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So did you say that you're just kind of like,
Yeah, I haven't fully decided. I will probably get one because I am a big baby myself and don't tolerate pain well. So
I would just
probably have one.
My thing was, I was like, I'm not going to like go in, because with Noah, I went in and was like, yeah, sure, put it in me. And like, I didn't feel any
That's
pain.
Also how Noah was conceived.
Yes.
Like, yeah, sure, put it in me. That'll be fine. But so the next time I was like, I'm not saying I want to do it like it's not going to devastate me if I have to get an epidural, but I am going to try to hold off as long as possible. And like, I was proud of myself for how far I got, and I think I did, but then they were like, hey, we're upping your Pitocin to get these contractions to come sooner. And I was like, hey, pop that baby in my spine. I don't want to feel any more of this.
Baby in my spine.
It had already been like 15 hours of labor and I was so tired. I was like, I don't want to feel it anymore. So
the hypnosis I can give you though does teach you how to make your own anesthesia.
Great.
You just gotta hold ice sometimes and then your body can simulate the feeling of ice.
Okay.
In your uterus.
Good. Sure.
Trust me. And wear these Nikes. Sign here in blood.
Okay. A few minutes later, an epidural's in my spine. I'm semi-relaxed. Here we are. We're back in it. My midwife was training a doctoral intern in OB that night and asked if he could train on me. Of course. I love students, and this isn't my first rodeo. So she has him checking my cervix at intervals, going at a pretty quick pace, and getting things ready. But here's the thing. I got to 10 centimeters dilated without my water breaking. That's also what I did. My water, I was at 9.5, and then they finally had to break mine. Like, it was freaking crazy. I can't even imagine. It was just like,
yeah, it's bizarre. Bursting at the surface. Mosby, my dog is scratching himself and shaking the camera. I hate everything. Will you come here?
My midwife tells the student it's time to break my water, and he gets down with the little hook thing to pop it. She backs up quickly to the corner where the door is and waits. Have you ever squeezed a water balloon so hard it bursts on one side? The poor intern stood up and stood up absolutely drenched while my midwife cackled from across the room. Everyone laughed and the rest of the birth was an easy one. 15 minutes of pushing and out popped my second baby. That intern definitely went and changed once his job was done with me. And now he has a very fun first delivery story.
Oh, that'll do it.
So see, mine didn't like burst like that. I remember my water broke and I was like, plug your ears for this. I remember being like, oh, what's up? You were just down there for a second, lady. What are you doing? And I was like, did my water break? She's like, yep, I popped it. And she holds up the tool that she used and it is like covered in like this gunky stuff and blood. And I was like, honestly, I would have believed you. Like,
you didn't have to show me.
You had to show me that.
Show your work.
I was like, cool.
Pick her, it didn't happen.
Prove it.
Ew. Okay, I will say.
Like, I didn't need it.
I don't know if this is like another thing that you're thinking about, but it's so weird if you've never experienced having your water break.
Oh yeah.
To like, am I not? What's going on? I don't know.
I piss myself so many times.
I've done that part a lot. So
literally I went to the doctor because I thought I was leaking. I left school and I was like, cover my classes. I'm having a baby. And she's like, you peed. And I'm like, great. Okay, cool.
Can't wait to tell my students.
Yeah, can't wait to tell the principal tomorrow when I go back.
But the thing that I didn't know was that when it does break, it does not stop. So that was I'm pretty sure that my water broke. And then I got a shower and then I got out and it was still just like heavy coming out. And I was like, no, I'm definitely sure. For now, it's been about 30 minutes.
Have a beach towel on hand.
Yeah, I had to sit and get ready with like a towel in between my.
But it may not break, and that's the other thing is like, what's a contraction? When do I go?
That was why it was so annoying, because with Noah, my water broke, and so I was like, sweet, I fucking knew when to go to the hospital. With Sawyer, I had no clue, and I was in like labor for like weeks, like dilating and having contractions on and off. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, just fuck me.
Yeah, I was
just like on and off contractions.
I was 3 centimeters dilated for like 2 weeks or so, but you like don't feel it. You don't feel it.
You can't. Like okay. I was just having it like at nighttime, I would have heavy.
Was, okay.
I would have contractions at nighttime and be like, oh, this fucking sucks.
And then mine were never like that. So you're gonna have your own experience. I'm just saying it's a big mind fuck. I will say my doctor put his hand inside of me and like did baseball signs. He said that was going to make me go into labor, and it didn't, but it did dilate me. Yeah. So
I mean, that's a typical man sticking things up there thinking it's going to do something, but doesn't. So just throwing that out there.
Absolutely devastating. Every time. Every it single time.
To everyone involved.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
This one's a fun one.
Is it like fun or not fun?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, so in the story, the brother's pronouns are he, him, mom's pronouns are she, her, dad's pronouns he, him. Okay. But they don't give me theirs. It's fine. Not about them.
Okay.
Let's set the scene. 1995 September. It was a nice autumn day in Australia for my mother and father until my mother's water broke and my brother, who didn't want to wait any longer, wanted to make his entrance. My mom and dad get ready for a new baby, drive to the hospital, and after like 10 minutes of waiting, she's put through to get a bed. A bunch of agony later, not the focal point of today's PowerPoint presentation, the doctor comes in to check on her and he sees she's crowning. But wait, not just that. My brother, who is still inside my mother's uterus, is spinning around and around like wet clothes in a washing machine on the spin cycle.
I'm sorry.
The doctor freaks out and calls over all the nurses in the room while my dad is just consoling my mom this whole time, not knowing what the fuck is happening. I love you, Dad, but you're a bit oblivious. Nurses rush over and see the top of my brother's head going around and around and around, and they're all wide-eyed and shocked, so they call even more doctors from the hallway and the rest of the paternity wing to see this phenomenon. At this point, my dad notices a fuckload of people staring at my mother's coochie and was like, hey, what the fuck is up? So they motion for him to come look too. So there's upwards of 30 people looking.
How long is this kid spinning? Like, he's just
spinning
like
this whole time. So there's I wonder if he got like suctioned into a vortex.
The cervix?
Yes.
on his way down, and he was like, "Ah, fuck."
Well, in my mind, I imagine. You go ahead.
I was gonna say I feel so stupid because I was like, "Oh my god, what about the umbilical cord?" But that comes out of his stomach. So
I mean, it could be. I would worry about that too. But in my mind, I just imagine like he's in a pool and he's just. doing one of those things.
Oh yeah,
they get you to go around. Just kicking one leg.
He's creating a whirlpool. Everyone join.
Okay, so upwards of 30 people looking at my unborn brother spinning in my mom's vagina, and let's just say mom wasn't up for dealing with that for much longer, and she wanted that fucker out now.
Oh my god, yeah, what does that feel like?
It can't feel good, I'll tell you what. They try the push method, no bueno. They try coaxing him out with their hands, which gave
come
me
here.
Like,
come here,
come here, boy.
This come way, here. This way. They just get like the airplane things out.
Yeah, spin that this way. Sorry, this is I thought
so
I just
fucking
read
concerning.
Peanut butter, and I was confused. It's not peanut butter.
Okay. They use peanut butter to get him out.
Here, boy. Sniff it out. Okay, they try coaxing him out with their hands. Okay, nothing. So they have to grab this big vacuum to suck him out, and he ends up coming out with a little persuasion, but he now has a peanut shaped head and is just staring at my dad like that eye mouth eye emoji.
Well, he's still on the vacuum.
Yes.
Oh my god,
spinning.
My mom's next birth was me, and she opted for a C-section. I wonder why. Love the pod so much. Look forward to Tuesdays now. Can't wait to watch this episode with my new hoodie I ordered from you guys.
Oh, cute.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
That's something. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you right now. That's don't worry. I bet that's not going to happen.
I'll let you know if it does, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Seems like a once in a lifetime kind of situation.
The amount of time that must have passed. And no one was concerned that this woman is crowning.
They were just like, this is a medical miracle. Eddie, get in here. You gotta fucking see this shit.
No wonder his head was peanut shaped. If he was crowning.
Like stuck in the birth canal for so long.
Maybe he was corkscrewing himself out.
Hang on. I got this shit.
I hate that. Oh my! If I'm that woman, I'm furious to this day. That was 1995. Sure. I'm furious until I die.
I hold grudges for life. So I'll remember
kids,
this.
I'm like, they were like, "Oi, come in, yeah." Well, I can't do Australian.
That sounded good to me.
Did it? Okay.
Close enough.
Throw some shrimp on this Bobby. It's spinning. I'm so upset for this woman and how long this kid was spinning.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
All right, this next story, I'm not gonna lie to you. Graphic. Well, this story, I personally reached out to this person. They had already put this story in, but I knew I wanted to share it because they shared this story in our Fangens page 3 weeks before I had Sawyer.
Okay? Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So here we go.
Now, I will say a part of me feels like this would make me, maybe I'm really just trying to suck up to you because I feel so bad, but this would almost make me feel better because it's like, these are so fucking vastly different.
Yeah, it did.
That like there's no way that I'm going to replicate one of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
So sorry.
Here we go. The story starts off, this is my time to shine. Hi, hey, my name is Corey, she, her, and I delivered my daughter on the toilet. Yep. And the story gets crazier than that.
This is my nightmare.
Is Corey one of our mods?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Trigger warning. This was my nightmare too. And literally 3 weeks before I had Sawyer, this was what I was afraid would happen. And she posted it. And I'm like, tight. Love that. But it is a good story. And okay. I was 36 weeks and 6 days along and my water broke. Now I knew it broke because I had just gotten up to pee and the gush happened when I sat back down on the bed. So I go to the toilet and tell my husband my water just broke. We call the hospital, the whole nine, and they say to come in. My husband finishes packing the bags and we drive the short 10-minute drive to the hospital from our house. I'm in triage and the nurse is amazing and super sweet and she does the pH test, which comes back inconclusive. Okay, that happens sometimes. She does this Q-tip test afterward, which comes up positive for amniotic fluid, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So she tells me your water definitely broke and you're going to be admitted. She leaves the room to arrange me being moved to a room. The fact that she went to the hospital it makes me furious for what's about to happen next. But anyways, she leaves the room to arrange me being moved to a room, and we wait. Within a couple minutes, she comes back and says that actually my doctor wants to do what's called a Fern test on me to make sure it's actually amniotic fluid. They test the fluid and spread it on a test slide and see how it dries. So he comes in.
I hate that. You don't want to wipe anything coming out of me on a test slide. I promise you.
Let me see that. What's that look like?
He just is like, I hate it. No. I hate it. I hate it.
Why?
Okay. I brought my own sample. Here
you go. It's just in a cup.
Yeah.
It's been coming out of me all day. Okay. What? Where the fuck am I?
And triage.
We're in triage. The amniotic fluid. Okay. So he comes in, does a cervical check with lubrication. Thank you for clarifying. And then inserts the speculum with lubrication, then takes a swab and tests it. Oh, okay. So I'm assuming because they're saying lubrication, maybe that's why.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it, because of that is
what's
why.
What's that word called?
Cross-contamination.
I was like thinking diluted. Made like if it, could it dilute it?
It probably is fucking it is up somehow. Okay.
I like that it was like super medical. Semi-medical
fucky. And that's why I'm not a doctor, okay, everyone. And that's fair. The only reason. Okay. It comes back later and says that my water didn't break, disregarding the fact that I've had multiple other gushes of fluid like since. They give me IV fluids and say I'll be uncomfy for a few days and to follow up on Monday. This was a Saturday. They couldn't find contractions because they were super low on me. And also I'm quite fat, and that's common for bigger ladies in labor. This is what?
Okay. What I don't understand. So I had excess fluid with Forrest.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So like,
bitch was carrying around so much
fluid. I was so wet all the time. So like, but when they did the ultrasound, they could measure to see how much fluid I had. So I don't understand why they didn't measure
the fluid leaking. Yes. Why because they did that too.
So much time testing the inside, just do an ultrasound and be like, okay, let's
want to like insurance reasons. They didn't want to like, cause you got to pay for those.
Do you think they actually care?
America.
They don't care about that shit.
No, they don't.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know how many ultrasounds I got? Like 1,000.
Me too. I got so many ultrasounds.
If anything, they're like, let me find more reasons to charge you for something.
To make you pay more.
Crank this bill up.
Okay. So they say I'm not in real labor. So I go home in pain and upset, and I try to eat, and it comes up within minutes. That's also how I knew I was in labor, because I was trying to eat sick. And like, I could not keep anything down. Everything was just like, nope, not happening. I even tried to eat on the way to the hospital, because I'm like, I know they're not going to feed me when I go in there. And I was just like, this is terrible. I don't want any of this.
When they sent me to get induced for Forrest because I had too much fluid, I stopped at Giant Eagle and got like a 4-pack of donuts and I ate 2 on the way there.
Like carbo loading before I had to push.
And then after I gave birth, I was like, Shane, there's 2 donuts in my car. I'm going to need those.
You'll get those for me.
Yeah. Wait, time out.
Oh yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I call the doctor's office to follow up and say the pain isn't getting better and I can't eat because of it. They tell me to take nausea medication and focus on being hydrated. It's not easy to do when you're in labor. I have my sister-in-law come over to watch me when my husband went to work because I didn't want to be alone and I was miserable and throwing up. Now it's important to note that I didn't think I was in labor because I was told I wasn't in labor. So I was convinced I was constipated or I had gas and that had to be the pain I was experiencing.
I'm so stressed out.
I'm so sorry for the story. I took gas X and tried to relieve the pain. Tuesday comes and this day, looking back, makes me giggle a little bit. I keep feeling the urge to poop, but nothing was coming out. I was furious. I called labor and delivery and asked for suggestions and they say to get a lubricating suppository and juice and a stool softener, holy fuck, to help things move, but not to take a laxative because it can cause labor. Laugh out loud. So I order all of these things, take/use all of these things, still with no success. Remember, I hadn't eaten since Saturday, so there wasn't really much to come out anyway. So this just added to my confusion. After a while, I try to drink some broth and I throw it back up. Great. I think I can't even keep water down.
It's Tuesday and she hasn't eaten since Saturday. God.
So I call my doctor and say, hey, I can't even keep liquids down now, let alone the nausea medication. They're like, okay. I was like, should I go in for fluids? They're like, yeah, sure. Cool. Thanks for that. So I have my father-in-law drive me to the hospital because I'm like, listen, I'm in so much pain. I cannot safely operate a motor vehicle. So he takes me and drops me off and I go back up to labor and delivery. They don't even do a cervical check. And the nurse is noticeably annoyed that I keep getting up to go to the bathroom because I felt like I had to poop. I even mentioned to her that I felt like a softball was trying to come out of my butt. And she said my daughter was just settling into my pelvis. Now she is early. So that's, I think they probably would have taken her more seriously had she been like 38, 39 weeks. This is not normal. Usually you don't go into labor like before 37 weeks.
Well, she was like, at this point, she was 36. What was it?
In 6 days.
Yeah. When she first went in on Saturday. So she's 37 weeks now.
At this point. Yeah. But like even my people, they weren't going to let me.
Sorry that I just scrolled that and probably lost your
son
place.
Of a bitch. No. Whenever I went in with Sawyer, I was 38 weeks and 6 days. So not yet 39. And they would not let me go. Like, because I wasn't exactly 39 weeks, unless I was over 6 centimeters, they weren't going to admit me, even though I was contracting regularly.
I was contractually obligated
to go into labor. And I was like dilating. I went in there at like 4 and I was at a 6 and then they're like, oh, fucking cool. Now we can admit you. But they were like, because I had to wait until midnight. If I would have waited until midnight, they would have freaking taken me right in and just induced me. Anyways, doesn't matter. I had my baby. It's fine. This is not my story. Okay. She basically called me a wimp for complaining about the pain. They were focused on the nausea while I'm begging for pain medication or something because I was nauseous because I was in pain. They say they can't do anything for the pain and give me fluids and nausea meds and send me home. My husband makes me some rice and veggies when he gets home and I take a couple bites of that and go to bed. I'm up all night going to the toilet and at this point I swear it's hemorrhoids. I've never had them before and when I Googled it said sometimes they can make you feel like you have to poop. So I go on Amazon and order stuff for hemorrhoids. Around 1 a.m. I'm like, this sucks. I want a shower. So I go to the bathroom again and I'm on the toilet again and grab a wash rag. I try to stand up to go to the shower. My body is like, laugh out loud, nice try. Nope. And I sit back down. After about an hour, I feel a burning where my cervix is and I'm like, what? So I reach up there and what do I feel? My daughter's head.
No, 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 no.
I am in shock. Fuck, this is happening. It's happening right now. For the next hour, my body is pushing on its own every contraction.
That is the most terrifying feeling in the entire world. Yep. I have experienced it.
Yep.
When your body feels like it is pushing and you are not in control, it's like animalistic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And in between, I'm dozing off. I'm assuming she's like almost passing out because it's so painful.
No, she just got tired. So sleepy. I am bored as fuck delivering this baby right now.
I'm not able to speak or stand or anything. Around 3 a.m., so this is for 2 hours she's been doing this. Around 3 a.m., I start to feel intense stretching down there. I reach and feel the top of my daughter's head and I'm crowning. I scream my husband's name. So her husband's just been fucking sleeping this whole
time. Of course.
Why are you not in the hospital yet?
Well, she just couldn't get off the toilet. I scream my husband's name. And I always take my phone with me. Probably didn't have their phone with them. I always take my phone to the bathroom just in case.
Same.
Like, what if I have a rough time in here and I need to call somebody? Same. You never know. Okay. I scream my husband's name and he comes in and I say something about her being on the way. He mentions hospital bags and I say, there's no time, you need to come here now. He comes to the toilet area of the bathroom and sees her head and eyebrows up out of me. He helps me stand up, and as I stand, my body pushes her out and he catches her. She was born at 3:15 a.m. on September 1st. We called EMS and went to the hospital after about an hour. She's now 8 months old and currently laying next to me, falling asleep for the night. I thought she was a hemorrhoid, but I was wrong.
We named her Hemorrhoid.
Old Hemi.
We call her Hemi.
And for the record, I've somehow never had a hemorrhoid, probably because your body was pushing for you.
Oh my gosh.
Does anyone need a box of Tux pads?
Oh my gosh.
So... Also, I wrote in the Facebook thing that she didn't tear at all when she was pushing. So here's the thing. When I read that, immediately I was freaking the fuck out, like I'm sure you are, and I'm so sorry. But what made me feel better is knowing that that could happen and like it's okay, like that she did it. Like, yeah, obviously not ideal, but like it didn't end in like a terrible way. It's like, yeah, I just fucking had my kid on a toilet. And like, what a story.
Well, there was for a YouTuber sure. that I watched had her baby in her hallway.
That was always what I, so here's the thing. Whenever my water broke with Noah, I went in and I was 6 centimeters already and I was not feeling my contractions at all. So like, I was terrified that like, what if my water doesn't break and I never feel my contractions, and then it finally breaks and then it's like too late. And that's kind of what happened. I did feel the contractions, but not as heavily as until they started Pitocin. But it's funny because like, the water didn't break until she was literally coming out and it had to be broken. So I'm like, God damn, that could have been me. So scary.
For sure.
Listen, I have. That was obviously like negligent on the hospital's part multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times. So like that doesn't, I don't think that happens very often.
Yeah.
Good. But I already have like issues going to the bathroom. Like this is our first episode we recorded in May. So we went over our April poop schedule. I only pooped nine times in the month of April.
Uh-huh.
Total.
Wow.
Like
that was
literally
me when I was pregnant.
This is my whole life. I like don't go. I actually feel like I go more often now that I am pregnant because he's
really?
Like pushing on my intestine
yeah.
and really helping things move along.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like my biggest fear is that I'm just gonna like just shit everywhere when I'm in labor and like pushing this baby out. I'm like, and it's, I have such awful poops to begin with. I know this is TMI, but.
Oh, that's what we're here for.
Yes.
We're ladies in TMI.
Right. But I have such awful poops to begin with. And it's because I don't go very often. It is a large amount.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I am scared that when I push this baby out, there's just going to be more poop than there is baby.
Uh-huh. You'll never know.
You will never know.
I'm sure I'll smell it.
Well, that's what you think. There's so many other smells happening.
I promise you.
There's so much else going on.
You kind of leave your body.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Now your husband might smell.
Yeah. He better not say a fucking word about
it. That's what I said.
I was like,
look me in the face. Do not fucking tell me if I poop. And then afterwards I was like, did I poop? And he was like, no. And I was like, would you tell me if I did? He's like, I would have told you then. I'm like, why would you do that to me?
I specifically told you not to.
I said not to. So when I had Sawyer, I went before they gave me the epidural. They were like, do you need to go to the bathroom? And I was like, yeah, I've been brewing something.
I think
I need to get it out of me. But I was afraid because I was like, I really have to poop. But I've heard people say like, well, that means that you're going to have the baby. But
especially because it was right after
literally right
Corey
after
had her baby.
So I'm like, shit, literally. But I was only like, I had them check me before I went to the bathroom. I was only 7 centimeters. So I'm like, this fucking, you better not come out. Okay. So I went in, I did my business. I was there for so long. Cause I was like trying to let my body just do the work for me. Cause I did not want to push. I was just like so scared, but the shit that I had was so much and so not good that I was like, if this would have came out, I would have been devastated.
Yes.
100% on your poop.
Yes.
No,
but my mother-in-law works in labor and delivery, and they just like have these little papers underneath you, and anytime it happens they just like pull them away. Like, you'll never know. And so much else is coming out of you fluid wise that it really dilutes the poop.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you don't even know what
makes
coming.
Me feel better, but I'm Forrest still terrified
in me.
Oh, did he? Oh,
that's lovely.
They was had this my to, shit? Was it his shit?
Oh no, it was very obviously his because they had to break my water and
it was green.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. It was disgusting and a lot because I had extra fluid.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that was bad news bears. See, I had the opposite problem. I pooped like 4 times the other day.
Yeah, that's Christian every day.
We'd be pooping over here.
Whenever our live show was on Sunday and we went to the bathroom to pee right before, and I'm like, oh my God, shit just fell out of me. Like, I didn't even mean to. I just sat down and I'm pooping. That was not expected. I call them surprise poops because I sit down intending to pee, and then I'm like, oh. Someone's come to the party.
And I was just like in the bathroom with her, and I was like, it's okay, it's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry on my account. Like, you're good. You're
I
good.
Don't care. Any bathroom that I'm in is my bathroom.
Yeah. Sorry that you're in here too. Yeah. Keep the party.
How does Christian feel about the whole thing?
He's very nervous.
Yeah.
He's more nervous than I am. And he was nervous to even like decide to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And he was very just like, unsure
he was worried
about
what's going to happen to his body.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he felt the same way when I took in a stray cat. I was like, we're doing this. And he was like, oh, I don't know. Are you sure? I'm like,
you're like, it already lives here.
We're just going to do it. And then you'll see that it's fabulous.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is. The cat is great.
I kind of did that with Corey. He was like, yeah, I wanted to, but like, I kind of really move the conversation there.
Good. Yes. Tell everyone you baby trapped him.
No, I definitely baby. No, I just was like, hey, listen, my biological clock is ticking and I don't want my kids to be like 14 years apart. Like, let's.
And if people are going to start policing my body, I'd like to
get this over with now.
Do it when I have control.
Uh-huh.
So
100%.
So I didn't know that that was going to happen. Yeah. That was something that shocked me. But anyway,
Shane and I were talking about that. We're kind of like,
oh, sorry.
Derailing. But, we were on a walk the other day and he's so fucking upset. He saw the Instagram post that I had made and he's been off social media for a while because mm-hmm. he had gotten into it, about police brutality with someone that he had grown up with and like really respected. Mm-hmm. And he like went at it with him. And so he's like, I can't be on social media because people that I love, I will totally cut ties with. Because yep. of how fucking stupid they are. just to put it in the simplest terms ever. Mm-hmm. And so, but he knows, obviously, I'm very active on social media. It's right. like my job.
It's your job. Yeah.
Right. So he knew that I posted that and he's like, I am so fucking devastated and upset because your life was at risk. Mm-hmm. And like, not only did we grieve a child, but like I could have grieved my wife, my right. future. And now all of this is going to happen to these people. And I said, that is why when the election results were coming in 2016, I sat on the couch and I sobbed. Yeah, because I knew 100%. This was coming.
Well, and yep. do you remember how people called us dramatic because of our reaction when RBG died?
Yep.
And I was like, this is why we literally had that reaction, because it was like people were like, what's her name, Amy Coney Barrett or whatever, mm-hmm. whenever she was elected, like put in, everybody's like, relax, it's not a big deal. And it's like, but it is. And now yeah, this is the fucking reason. This is why we were all so upset in the first place, because now I thought about before having another child, and this honestly makes me want to get my tubes tied, because I don't even want to like risk it.
Well, especially because we are people who have had miscarriages. Uh-huh. So like
both of us have had to use like quote unquote means of abortion.
Right.
Like, the abortion pill.
A miscarriage itself is a spontaneous abortion.
That's
your body.
Medically what it's called.
Yes. So like in Louisiana, making miscarriages a felony, making people who are already grieving the loss of a pregnancy, then go through.
Have to try to prove. That it wasn't, because there are other laws. I don't know about Louisiana, but I know other laws, even Ohio is trying to get to like, you have to prove it. So like, you're going to have to prove that you didn't cause it, basically.
Honestly, like, my DNA is fucky.
Yeah.
So
like, what do you want me to do?
Are you just lock me up? I guess. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's what I meant earlier when I was saying that, like reading all this and listening to this while feeling my baby move,
Yeah, it has to be so hard.
Surreal. Because I mean, people in my life have had abortions, and I obviously support, I'm very pro-choice.
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time, like having a baby move inside me while thinking about all of this is just, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's
the really duality wild. Of it.
Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think there's like a stigma almost where it's like, well, you have a child. Like I used to say I'm pro-choice and people would be like, but you have kids. And I'm like, yeah.
And it was my choice to have a kid.
That was my choice.
You do know what a choice is.
Yeah.
Right?
Like I chose. I'm not saying that I want everyone in the world to get abortions. Like that's not what that means.
But like if they want to,
then that's between them and their anything. We could go into this. I've been like just spiraling
same
for days because of it. But yeah, it is something that's really devastating because I think that people, and I saw it a lot on Jerry's status, was like people don't know what the fuck they're voting for.
Yeah.
Like especially men. I'm sorry, but like that's just what was on her status and what I've been seeing recently, which is people were like, yeah, I'm not talking about what happened to you. I'm talking about abortions. And it's like, do you not understand that was an abortion? That's why we're all so upset.
Are you making me like explain my trauma to you?
Right. Or like medical terminology.
To justify it, like time and place, buddy.
Yeah.
Not here, but I will. I got time. I truly, I felt really vulnerable, really like, because I've talked about my losses before, but never in a way that's like, this fucking saved my life. Mm-hmm. This was devastating to me. You do not understand the pain that I went through.
And it saved your children's life because right. then you were able to have, you might not have been able to have your children mm-hmm. afterwards.
But I've never talked about it in that way before. I've never shared about it mm-hmm. in that way before. I've always tried to make a positive spin on it. But at this point, it's like, I'm done making it positive for you because it just gives you this wiggle room to feel like it's okay for it to keep happening.
Or like you have these colored glasses on that are like, well, no, not what you're talking about. I'm talking about this. And it's like, okay, but these laws don't specify. That's why it's a problem because there is no black and white. It is such a vast gray area. And that's why like policing bodies and uteruses and medical things.
I say we
like
start
that.
Harvesting men's organs. You want to force women, you want to force people with uteruses to give their body to a
incubator
to be an incubator. I am gonna take your kidney or part of your liver.
I need that now.
We need that. Sorry. Hey, I'm pro-life and Susie needs a kidney. Hand it over.
Well, I used to say this because I used to be, we totally derailed this, but it's fine because it needs to be talked about. And whatever.
Hey, it's ladies and tangents.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. Correct.
So I used to be extremely pro-life, like extremely.
We used to
like,
get in fights about it in high school.
Yeah. It also correlated with the fact that I was very Christian back then. Mm-hmm. And I even wrote like a huge paper in school, like one of our biggest English papers on being pro-life. I fucking failed it. But rightfully so, because I did a shit ass job and I didn't know what I was talking about. And
because
that's
the teacher was pro-choice.
No, but I really did a bad job. Like, honestly, it should have been typed up and I fucking hand wrote that bitch. Like, that's how bad I did.
I don't think you had a computer.
I did have I could have gone to the library. I also waited until the day before to do it. So anyway,
she just writes God says so really big on a paper.
But like my reasonings weren't taking into, like I wasn't making a good argument for myself. And when I see people now, the things that they're saying, I'm like brought back to that time because they're not like, you need to give more than just like, it's murder. Like, because you're not understanding A, B, C, D, whatever. Anyways, the biggest thing that changed my mind that I heard about when somebody explained what bodily autonomy was to me. So they said it in a way that was like, okay, let's just say Sierra, your sister who you love so much in the world, right? She is dying. She needs a kidney transplant. You are the only person in the world who is a match for her. She needs your kidney to survive. I cannot force you to give her your kidney, but you know, the rest of the world knows she's going to die if you don't give her your kidney.
You're even killing her if you don't.
Even if I was dead, even if I was a corpse, she would have to have my written permission to take that organ from me. So why corpses and things like that have more bodily autonomy now than people with uteruses blows my mind. You cannot force somebody to give away a part of their body, their whole body, and let someone else use it or something else use it for a large amount of time. Like that's not, you can't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, maybe I want to. That's the thing that frustrates me, is that now I almost feel like my hand is twisted, because I did think that perhaps I would want to in like a couple years, maybe. And now I feel like almost that choice is taken away from me, because I don't want to possibly be a felon if I miscarry again, which I've had two of. So like I'm 2 for 2. That's a really fucking, that's 50-50 odds, baby. That's not looking good for me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just frustrating.
What would prison look like with a bunch of people who just miscarried?
Sad.
A lot of crocheting.
Oh yeah. Well, I'd teach them all. Because that's what I did after I had mine. And it honestly made me feel better.
Well, see. All right.
Okay.
Oh my God. They just make sweatshops full of people who have miscarried. They're not.
That's literally
prisons. Well,
oh my God.
This is some handmade tale shit.
That's the future they want.
That's what I'm saying. It is very Handmaid's Tale.
And the thing that's scary about it is that we can joke and be like, because I feel like I have to joke, because if I don't, I'm going to cry.
Yes,
but
same.
You can joke and say things. I don't even think it's really joking saying it's Handmaid's Tale. But like, if you watch the show, that's why they show it wasn't like one big thing that turned it. It was just a bunch of little things. And like, this is how it starts. So it's upsetting. Okay.
Anywho.
One more thing. If pro-life people are still listening and they're like rolling their eyes so hard, I just want to say that in Ohio, where we live right now, they're trying to pass a law that criminalizes abortions, even for people who have been raped. That includes minors. Just putting that out there. If you are for that,
kick rocks.
Literally, like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, if you're for that, you're not pro-life. So if you're still listening and you're wondering why we're so heated, that's fucking why. Okay. Mm-hmm. So hi ladies, my name is Hannah.
Hannah,
and my daughter just turned 2 on May 5th. She also shares a birthday with the Jerry to my Sierra, Haley. We are also cousins who are best friends. She was the maid of honor in my wedding this past September. I grew up in a small town in West Virginia, about 2 hours from where you are. There's one giant hospital where basically everyone is born that lives here. Love that. Kind of the same here. There's like 2. When I went to be induced, the room number I was in sounded familiar to me. So I called my mom and asked what room I was born in. And it coincidentally was the exact same room I was born in. So shout out to room 227 at Camden Clark for giving my girl Amelia and I a special bond.
Aww,
that's so cute.
I had Sawyer in room 420.
Hell yeah.
I was like, fucking blaze up, baby.
Hell yeah.
It's so funny because we have talked about how we don't partake. We're not against. We have it in our life, but it's not like something
that
we do
on the regular.
But like, we do talk about it like we do.
I know. It's just fun to do.
Yeah.
Stay relevant.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you have a name? Have you announced a name? Or are you keeping it a secret?
I just want to meet him. I want to hold him and see what the vibe is, you know?
Yeah.
I've got like 4 names picked out.
Oh, cool. Have you shared them?
No.
I am nosy as fuck when it comes
not
to
publicly.
This. You don't have to share them with me.
I'll share That's them with fine. You when we're done recording.
Yeah, cool.
When we're done. Because okay. I've got one that I'm like 90% sure that's what it's gonna be.
Okay.
But like I said, I don't want to like meet him and then like, well, you're not a Henry. You know what I mean?
We had 2 names for Sawyer that I really loved, and we knew it was kind of going to be Sawyer, but like I had this other one in my pocket that I loved. And when she came out, I was like, oh, she's Sawyer. Like for sure. Yeah. She is.
That's what
if I
mean.
I look at her now and say her other, like the other name I was thinking about, I'm like, no.
What was the other name?
Eloise.
Oh yeah.
Which we were going to call her Ellie. I love that name, but can you imagine that in my child? I just don't think that would fit.
No, one of my favorite songs is called Eloise. So.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I actually have a really fun story for you guys about baby names.
Okay.
So this is my birth story. So when my mom gave birth to me.
Uh-huh.
And so my mom was 16 when she had me. My dad was 18. It was a thing, whatever.
Wow. Okay.
Complicated story. Anyway, my dad's also a drug addict and an alcoholic, has been his whole life, my whole life, hasn't stopped, whatever. So when my mom went into labor with me, and the whole time that she was pregnant with me, my name was supposed to be Kennedy Rose Walzer. And she was going to call me Kenny, whatever, it was the 90s. And she goes into labor and my dad is nowhere to be found, whatever. They had no plan. My mom literally had no idea what she was going to do. Literally could have aborted me, but didn't. Thanks mm-hmm. for that, mom. And she has the baby. My dad shows up hungover as hell, like last minute, right? And after I'm born, my dad's holding me in the corner of the room and the nurse comes in to fill out the birth certificate. And my mom was so mad because he just kept saying like, we'll figure it out. They didn't have a house to take me to. They didn't have anything figured out for when they left the hospital. And my dad just kept blowing her off. Like, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out later. We'll figure it out later. And the nurse comes in to do the birth certificate and she asks what the baby's name is. And my mom says, Erica. My dad's name is Eric. So she names me after my dad. And then she asks for my last name. And she gave me her last name instead of his. And then the nurse says the father's name. And my mom looked my dad in the eyes and said, father unknown, as he's holding me. So my official birth certificate says Erica Rose Kelly, father unknown. And then when I was like 2 or 3, they paid like $400 and had it legally changed. So my official birth certificate has Kelly crossed out and father unknown crossed out, and it's filled in with the correct.
Are your parents still together? God.
No.
Well, okay.
So they were together until I was like 4 or 5. They split up. My dad had a child with another woman. So I have a half brother. He's wonderful. I love him. And then my parents got back together, had my sister, who's 8 years younger than me, who's a menace, but I love her. And then they got married.
Oh,
and now they're divorced. It's a wild ride. But that's like my favorite story about my mom being a petty bitch.
I was going to say, that is so like, fucking petty. And I'm
looking yeah. in the eyes. Like, technically I named her after you, but I didn't.
But yeah, father and now, because we don't even know who the dad is.
I don't know you. Give me that baby.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
So and like
people wonder why I'm petty. Interesting. I don't know.
Comes honestly.
Is he still like, are you still in contact with your dad?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I kind of gathered that from how you were speaking, but I am a nosy bitch. And I'm like, so what's your deal? Yeah.
I mean, if he called me today and was like, hey, I'm sorry for the way I've treated you your whole life and I want to do better, you know, let's amend things. I would 100%, you know, drop whatever I was doing and try to fix our relationship. Mm-hmm. But I have put myself out there enough times to say like, this is what you've done. This is how you've treated me. I'm not putting up with it. Balls in your court. And
he's the parent. So like that's
exactly.
Responsibility.
It's what my therapist said.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in 3 years, almost 3 years. I was physically in the same room with him a couple of weeks ago. It was very awkward. I was celebrating my great grandma's birthday, but I didn't talk to him. So
I was going to say, is that how he found out you were pregnant?
No, he found out at a party because he overheard my mom, who also went to that party, telling someone else that she was going to be a grandma. So.
And he still didn't reach out to you after that?
No.
Well, fuck him then.
Yeah.
No, I invited him to my. Yes. I love my new daddies.
Yes.
I invited him to my wedding and I wrote him a letter saying like, hey, you're not father of the bride. You're a guest. Here's the reasons why. He told me to fuck off. And then I haven't talked to him since.
What? Well, fuck him.
Wow.
Yeah. Daddy, if you're listening, fuck you.
So I actually celebrate Mother's Day twice. I celebrate in May with my mom on Mother's Day. And then I have second Mother's Day with my mom June.
That's amazing.
Oh, my yeah. Shane's half sister did the same thing. She was like, I'm the dad. I'm the mom and I'm the dad.
Yeah. Well, and what's amazing too now though is like now Father's Day, you can focus on like Christian. And that's yes. Awesome.
And since Christian and I have been together, which has been like almost 13 years.
Oh, wow. Were you guys like high school sweethearts?
Yeah.
Cute. Okay.
It's very sorry. Cute. Christian's whole family is high school sweethearts. His grandma, his mom and dad, all of his siblings married all of their high school sweethearts.
No pressure. Oh
my God. I was going to say no pressure.
Yeah. And then everybody in my family is divorced. So lots of conflicting information there. But as soon as like I got into his family, his dad is incredible. Incredible father, incredible grandfather. So I like always felt bad not celebrating Father's Day, but I celebrated with him.
Yeah.
But like all my social media posts on Father's Day are happy second Mother's Day.
And, yes.
You know, focusing on my mom, who's an incredible woman. So, aww. So yeah, that's love my birth that. Story. I love well, telling I
love
it.
I do love one. That. That's an amazing story.
It is. Mm-hmm. Good for your mom. Okay.
Well. We're going to pretend that we didn't have technical difficulties and that everything is still fine. We're putting it out in the universe that when I go to put all of this together, it's great.
It's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
It's oh great. God,
it's everything's so fine. Good.
And like I said, if you need me to come back and like do this again.
Absolutely. No
love
problem.
To.
We and I'm pretty to. Sure you guys are only like a 5.5 hour drive from me. So like oh, I see, need to drive out. I can do that too. That's not
are you in? Well, at this point, I don't think you're allowed to drive that far.
When I was 29 weeks, I went on vacation in North Carolina. So don't recommend, but I did do it.
That's a good point. My doctor was like, don't go anywhere that's more than an hour away. So I was like, sorry, can't come to Christmas.
My doctor was like, well, you can do it until 36 weeks. And I was like, I have a history of going into labor early. And she's like, it's fine. I was like, okay.
I'll be all right.
Well, I'm going then.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
All right. Last,
we're putting it in the universe. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Last story. I wanted to end on a good note. Okay. Here we go.
Cause the other ones weren't good.
No, they were so good, but this is just like a positive, not so scary for Erica.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For Kennedy. I just start calling Ken.
Could you even imagine though? That'd be so weird.
I know. I always think that. I'm like, know. Well, my name was going to be Brian.
Okay, is it weird?
They thought I was a boy.
Have you heard us talk about Mario Kart, Erica?
Vaguely, a few times.
Okay, yes. You very, remind me of Mario Kart,
much.
Erica.
Yes, very
a
much.
A lot.
Yeah.
So the fact that your name is also Erica is wild. Now, she's with a C and you're with a K, but how do you feel about that? Is the K for Kennedy?
No, that was another, because my dad's name is Eric with a C. So my mom wanted it to be different. Like you're named after her or after him, but like you're different.
Not really.
Yeah. But the unknown version of him.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Love it. Okay. So there's trigger warnings for infertility, but it's okay. This isn't a birth story, but I just found out I'm pregnant with my first and I'm so excited and wanted to share how I found out. I've always wanted to be a mom. I've been planning this for years. I went off birth control 3 years ago, started to see what happens for a year, and then started tracking my cycles and trying 10 months ago. I have PCOS and my cycles, wow. I have PCOS and my cycles were just all over the place. 30 days, 70s. It was 70s.
One second. Here we go. My cycle's in the 70s.
And sunny.
She's
fucking groovy, baby. Oh, we went weather and I went.
You did decades again.
Because remember, you were like, I'm more of like a 60s, 70s.
Anyway, all
right,
sorry.
Okay. 30 days, 70. It was a fucking wild guess every time. My doctor told me that if I didn't get pregnant in 6 months to come back. 6 months went by. I'd started getting 10-day long periods 1 week after my positive ovulation. And so I made that phone call only to find out my doctor's office just closed and didn't tell me. I called around and happened to find the office my midwife went to. This was in January because I live in a small rural town. That is a fucking hard word to say.
Who made up that word?
Rural. Fucking A. Small rural town.
I honestly think that people in rural towns speak the way that they do because of the word rural.
That's fair. As somebody living in a rural town, I get it.
Right?
So yeah. Fair. The new office got swarmed with new patients and I couldn't get in until April. The beginning of April comes around and I go to my doctor and get on metformin and get the order for my husband's semen analysis. I schedule it for the Tuesday after Easter. If you know anything about them, semen analysis, they can't jizz for 2 to 5 days before the analysis. So when I got a positive ovulation test on Easter, hello, full moon and goddess of fertility holiday, I had him reschedule his appointment. We did the deed on Easter and 8 days later, he went for his analysis. And the same day, like clockwork, I started having spotting. I thought for sure I was out. This has been happening for months. So how could I not be out? I had a full grieving mental breakdown, scheduled my HSG, uterus infertility diagnosis test. And 2 days later, I just thought, let me dip this pregnancy test. Maybe this time it's different. And boy, was I shocked when a second line popped up. It was faint, so I thought it was a fluke. But then a second one came up the same. I texted my husband.
I thought you said the same test where it's just like seven lines on the test. Like,
you're extra pregnant.
You're pregnant. I texted my husband like, babe, I think I'm pregnant, but we waited until after work. I went and got an expensive test and bam, there it was, an undeniable second pink line. I ran outside where my husband was working on his Jeep to tell him I was definitely pregnant. Our security camera caught that 10 second moment where I got to tell him he was going to be a dad. Oh. And he hugged me so tight and whispered, we did it in my ear.
We did it, Joe.
With Mother's Day this weekend, we are sending flowers to our moms who both live in different states from us, with the announcement on the flower card.
So the moms don't even know they we found out before yet. The moms. Yeah.
I know it's early and anything can happen, but for right now, I'm basking in the joy. We couldn't be more excited, and I think this is my first Mother's Day.
Oh,
love you ladies so much and can't wait to hear all the amazing stories. As a now expecting mother myself, P.S. my husband couldn't remember the phrase bun in the oven, so this bitch has a biscuit and also maybe some bread in her oven.
congratulations.
That's
so cute.
I know, just like this, I like when I read that I teared up because I like had a vision of what it, like, I don't even know what these people look like, but yep. I like, pictured in my head that moment and I was like, yeah. how did you tell, or did you guys find out together, like how did that moment happen?
So I had a doctor's appointment that morning for like a medication refill, nothing about that, and since we were planning this pregnancy, I had extra pregnancy tests like lying around and I would take one like, you know, every couple of weeks. Like I had an IUD for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it was time to get my IUD taken out, like I knew that I wasn't getting on any other birth control.
Right.
So that morning I had extra time before my doctor's appointment. So I was like, I'm just going to take one, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I had taken like four before that and they were all negative. And I knew like, it's only been 2 months since I had my IUD taken out. Like it's fine. If it's negative, I've got time.
Yeah.
And I was just brushing my teeth next to my pee stick. And all of a sudden I looked down and it's two lines. And I was like, And I was like, what? And then I turned to my dog Maxine and I was like, I'm pregnant. And she looked at me and she like still doesn't get it. But then
I'm going to need you to have a little bit more excitement.
Yeah. Yeah. She literally doesn't care. Has no idea. But I get back from my doctor's appointment and Christian had brought me Culver's. Do you guys have Culver's in Ohio?
Is that ice cream?
It's frozen custard, but they also have like burgers and
got it.
Probably, but not in like the town that we're in because
we're rural.
We're very rural.
I mean, same, but like Culver's is where it's at.
Yeah.
So he brought us Culver's and we're eating these two. We're getting all these cheese curds. And I looked at him and I said, I get all of these cheese curds now since I'm eating for two. Right. And he like did a double take and he was like, wait, what? You're pregnant? And I was like, yeah, I just found out. And he was just like, he like pushed me a little bit like on the shoulder, like really, really. And I was like, you're stop. I'm delicate now. You can't push me.
Don't touch me. I'm a delicate flower.
Give me your cheese curd now. Yeah. So I did eat all the cheese curds, but you know.
I love that.
That's really cute.
I love that.
Oh my goodness.
I did not get a cute one for my second pregnancy because I used that up for my first one that ended in a miscarriage. And so I was like, the second time we had been like trying. So I took a test, but it was like the faintest, faint line that you've ever seen. And I was like, I don't know, just saying, might be pregnant. I don't know. Don't jinx it, but like might be to Corey. And he was like, okay. And I was like, but don't say anything, but might be, but don't say anything, but it could be.
Like, she told me over Marco Polo and was like, well, I'm fucking pregnant. And I'm like, okay.
Jesus. That's kind of what I did to him too. So then 2 days later, I'm like, I'm just gonna wait 2 days. I'm just gonna see. And I took a digital test and I was like, okay. Don't, like, this is not exciting because, you know, anything could happen. And like, it's so fucked up because my brain was all warped to be like, well, this one probably isn't gonna last. So I was just like, I went up to Corey and I was like, hey, just so you know, I am pregnant. However you want to feel about that is, so I'm gonna go downstairs and just again, I am pregnant. Mm-hmm. So goodbye. He was sleeping. He was like, oh, okay, cool. That was his reaction. I was like, tight.
Amazing. Love the enthusiasm.
They got drunk, yeah. And he told his whole family when I wasn't around.
Really?
I didn't get to be there for that. Oh, because I was like, we're not going to tell anybody. And he was like, no, definitely not. We're going to wait. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I took my son for a birthday trip. We went to like a water park, Kalahari thing. And I had to tell my, this is how I told my mom and my sister. I got in the car and I was like, hey, because at Kalahari, they have like bars that you can drink at while you're at the water park. And I was like, I don't know if we're going to be drinking this trip. I'm just going to say, I'm not, I am pregnant. Okay. So I had to get that out of the way because I don't want Noah to know because we were going to pick him up and I didn't want to tell him yet. So then they're like, what, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, we're not going to talk about it. It's not even happening and it's fine. And if I get sick on the way up, that is why. Okay. Corey called me the next day and he's like, hey, so I did drink at my parents' house with my family. And I was like, talking to his niece, and he was like, what would you think about having a little cousin? And his mom was like, what? He's like, so sorry, everybody knows.
Everyone knows I took care of it. Honestly, like, that's probably for the best.
It was, because I didn't want to, I was like, already had done something big the first time, and I was kind of like, eh, I didn't want to make a big, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. Aww. I called my mom. I like could not wait. I was having such a hard time waiting. I was so excited. And I called my mom and I was like, it was on her lunch. She was on her lunch break. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? She's like, I'm on my lunch break. What's going on? Like, she thought something bad was going on
because I'm eating for two. I
said, are you sitting down? And she's like, what's going on? I was like, mom, I'm pregnant. She goes, I just sobbed instantly. And my mom's a hard bitch. Like, she does not cry easily. And she just like, full
that
on
little baby has it. Melted her.
Yeah, really.
She tafitied her.
Yeah.
You ever seen Moana? Your baby is like the heart of tafiti. Yeah. She went literally from Taka never giving you hugs to just like freaking rubbing all the
nuzzling on that baby.
Yeah. And she's like, don't worry, as soon as that baby's out, I won't care about you again. It'll... Okay, cool.
That's truly how it happens.
Did I ever tell you? There's no way. Maybe my mom will listen to this and maybe she'll yell at me. But so after my two losses, I am a very, contrary to popular belief, I'm a very private person when it comes to my emotions. So, like when I'm feeling them, I'll talk to you about them after.
Yeah. But,
after my miscarriages, I was like putting on a brave face, kind of just like, everything's fine, very positive. And my sister was living in Arkansas at the time. And, she had ordered a wedding dress and it came in way too small. And so she was like having a meltdown because the person basically wrote down the measurements wrong. And so my mom's like, we're getting on a plane. We're going to Arkansas. We're getting Sam a new dress. And I'm like, okay. So she bought us tickets to Texas and then rented a car so that we could drive from Texas to Arkansas because she was hoping that on the 5-hour drive, I would open up to her. And on this drive,
that's how I feel.
On this drive, she starts talking to me about children. And I was like, honestly, at this point, like Shane and I just want to focus on each other. We are potentially wanting to move out west. Like we're not putting any pressure on it. And knowing that like my body just might not be able to do this, it's not something I want to keep putting myself through. And she's like, I will carry your baby.
Yeah, I forgot
and I was
that.
Like,
I offered to.
I said, okay, My mom had breast cancer. She is on medication for like a very long time. And I said, Mom, you would have to stop taking your medication, like your cancer medication. And she's like, I know, that's fine. And I said, okay. And she goes, it's not like I'm leaving the baby without a mother. And I said, no, you're leaving me without a mother, you fucking weirdo. Like, what do you mean? Absolutely not. No. I'm not letting you carry my baby. My God.
I forgot that she offered to do that.
Yeah, so there's that story.
My mom also offered to do that, but what I haven't had it? Any issues. So like, but my mom is only 43. Like, she is still of reproductive age. Yeah. And like, but the idea
is still a fertile like, bitch.
Please don't. Right. Don't. Do thank you. Yeah. But let's see if love I can do it on my sentiment. Own first.
Yeah. Yeah. Could why you just babysit instead? Right. Yeah, right.
Why are you just all about carrying my kid?
Yeah, no, thank you. I also don't want to be indebted to you for my entire life.
My mom said that all the time because she was like, I loved being pregnant. I had the best pregnancies. And I'm like, So every time that I would complain, she'd be like, wow, I didn't experience that at all. I loved my pregnancies. And I'm like,
liar.
Love that for you.
Are you enjoying pregnancy?
Now, yes.
See, that's how I felt too.
My first trimester was awful. I was sick constantly. I lost over 20 pounds in my first trimester.
Wow.
Damn. I'm still 4 pounds down. Like, I haven't gained all of it back yet.
Wow. But
I still have 2 months of my pregnancy left. I am sure I'm about to gain it all back. It was fine.
I gained 13 pounds in a week one time when I was pregnant.
That's you fully what I'm
fluid.
Expecting.
I did have extra fluid. Yeah. Water weight.
So yeah, my first trimester and like even a couple weeks into my second trimester, I was fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I ain't gonna do this again. But yeah. Now I'm living my best life. I'm having a good time.
While I was pregnant and then even like postpartum, me was like, I will fucking never do that again. And now 6 months out, I'm like, I could do it again.
I know, she was like, I didn't have that bad of a time. And I'm like, we have recordings of you talking about how much you hated it. So shut up.
Like, it's so weird what your brain does because my brain is like, honestly, it wasn't that bad. You really enjoyed
that's
it. And I was
cognitive
like, I think I did enjoy it.
Yeah. Even saying like, oh, my first trimester was awful. I was so sick, but like, I could do it again. It wasn't that bad. Right? I could do it.
Pass.
But then I would be laying on the, I guarantee if I got pregnant again, I would just lay on the floor and cry. Like I did when I literally was like, had like, why did I do this to myself again? Moments. And then I'm like, no, it'll be fine.
I accidentally got pregnant with Forrest, who's my second. And it was way earlier than we anticipated. I was late for my period every month. I was 3 days late, and every month I panicked and took a test, and then my period would start. It was almost like, honestly,
take this
a
test
capitalistic conspiracy. So
big pregnancy test.
Yeah, big pharma is making my period late. So on Christmas Day, I was 3 days late and I had an extra pregnancy test and I took it. And then it immediately, like before I even pulled my pants up, two lines. And I went,
oh, no.
Ollie wasn't even one yet.
Yeah.
It was two days away from his first birthday. And I walked out and I was like shaking and I just showed it to Shane. And he goes, are you joking? And I was like, why the fuck would I kid about this? And where would I get this from? Absolutely not. This is not funny to anyone. But anyway. This has been fun, guys.
This was fun.
How fun was this? We should do this again.
I loved this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. This was so exciting. And I feel like I was just hanging out with best friends for like the last 2 hours. It was super cool.
Same here.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for hanging out, everyone.
Yeah.
We love you so much. We will see you next week. All right. We're out.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, May 4th through May 6th, you can get up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. Plus, everything ships free. Don't miss the sale to get up to 80% off everything home, even a garden gnome. Way Day starts May 4th. Head to Wayfair.com now to start filling your cart.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.